The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. First week of Advent, Monday. For today, Peter, we're talking about Jesus' Son.
It's a film that many people might not have come across, but I thought it was important for the Gospel today, which is one of healing the centurion's servant. And Jesus' Son is a film about a healer.
Who stars?
It's actually Billy Crudup, and the film came out in 1999 and actually won a Catholic prize. It's about a drug addict, and that doesn't sound exactly the kind of thing one might have been expecting. But he's a good person who's become entangled with all the problems of life in the United States. And when he's asked to look after some people, he has a gift of touch, and he actually heals them.
All these weirdos. Yeah! And me, getting a little better every day right in the middle of them. Woo!
Later, not intentionally, but he does go about, a bit like Jesus, and that's why people thought of him as Jesus' son, going about doing good. For instance, there's a blind woman, and he heals her. There's a crippled woman, and he enables her to walk again. So when I was reading the Gospel of Jesus and people with faith like the centurion, hoping that his servant would be cured, the thought came that this film is one of the few films actually about healing in the best sense of the word, physical healing and spiritual healing.
Is it just religious overtones in terms of the name of the film, or does he have a personal faith?
He doesn't have a personal faith as such, so it's a kind of secular parable, but it actually reveals to us, I think, a helpful parallel to understanding Jesus himself.